This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting will be held in New Delhi today. The meeting will be co-chaired by India and the UAE. Foreign ministers of Arab League member states and Arab League Secretary General will participate in the meeting. This is the first India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting to be hosted by India in New Delhi. The event will witness the participation of all 22 Arab nations. Ahead of the foreign ministers' meeting, the fourth India-Arab senior officials' meeting was held in the national capital yesterday. Our correspondent reports that the second India-Arab foreign ministers' meeting is expected to build on existing cooperation, expanding and deepening this partnership.
India-Arab trade stands at over $240 billion. Bilateral hydrocarbon trade exceeds $107 billion and accounts for nearly half of the bilateral trade. India imports over 95% of LPG, 60% of LNG and 47% of crude oil requirement from the Arab League countries, in addition to more than 50% of fertilizers and related products. Most of India's external trade passes through the Suez Canal, the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. Indian companies invest in energy sector in Oman, UAE, Iraq, Kuwait, Bahrain, Jordan, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Sudan, South Sudan, Algeria, Libya and Morocco. This partnership spans food and energy, financial services, health and education, IT, renewable energy, including startups and large infrastructure projects. Over 9 million Indian diaspora live in Arab League nations. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Sekia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of the United Arab Emirates or UAE, Khalifa Shaheen Al-Marar, arrived in New Delhi today to participate in the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting. In a social media post, spokesperson in the External Affairs Ministry, Mr. Randhir Jaiswal said, Mr. Al-Marar's visit will further strengthen the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and UAE. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, have agreed to further expand and deepen the bilateral partnership in all areas, including trade and investment, energy, digital technology, health, agriculture, and people-to-people ties. The Bangladesh Hindu-Buddhist Christian Unity Council has accused the government of grossly under-reporting communal violence, claiming at least 522 incidents occurred across the country in 2025, that is far higher than the 71 acknowledged officially, raising serious concerns ahead of the February 12 parliamentary election. At a conference in Dhaka, the minority rights group said the incidents resulted in 66 deaths and included 28 cases of violence against women, 95 attacks on places of worship, and more than 100 attacks on minority homes and businesses. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, a copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. This will be the ninth consecutive budget presentation by Ms. Sitharaman since assuming office in 2019. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupinder Yadav has announced the addition of two new wetlands to India's Ramsar network. These are Patna Bird Sanctuary in Etah district, Uttar Pradesh, and Chhari Dhand in Kutch district of Gujarat. Mr. Yadav highlighted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India's Ramsar network has expanded by over 276% from 26 sites in 2014 to 98 at present. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over the inclusion of the Patna Bird Sanctuary in Etah, UP and Chhari Dhand in Kutch, Gujarat in the list of Ramsar sites. The 39th Surajkund International Crafts Mela 2026 will begin in Faridabad today. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will inaugurate the fair. The theme of the fair this year is Local to Global, aiming to give traditional art of local artisans recognition on an international platform. Uttar Pradesh and Meghalaya are the theme states for this edition, while Egypt participates as the partner nation. And in men's cricket, India will take on New Zealand in the fifth and final T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.